Just relax, focusing only on this voice. Focus on this voice and start to relax, letting the rest of the world fall away from you. Take a deep, slow breath. Hold it, and now exhale even slower. Keep breathing out, and as you exhale, feel the tension leave your body. Feel yourself going deeper and deeper. And now another breath, deeper and slower than the last. Keep breathing in. Deep breath. Now hold it. Keep holding it, and let it exhale slowly. Keep your breathing slow and steady as you focus on this voice, as you are guided into a deep hypnotic trance. And as you keep relaxing, begin to feel tingling all over your body as the stress and tension pour out of you. All you need to do right now is relax, be comfortable, and feel yourself go deeper. Let yourself go deeper into a trance. Let yourself be comfortable while focusing on this voice. Listen to this voice. Listen to your breathing, and let the rest of the world fall away. Counting down from 10 to 1 as you keep listening to this voice. Starting at level 10, where you are now, and going slowly down to level 1, the deepest level of this trance. Picture yourself completely hypnotized, and you count down, you will go closer and closer to that idea, until finally, you reach level 1, and you will be completely under. Starting at 10, 10 is where you are now. Start drifting deeper, listening to this voice, letting the rest of the world fall away. Just focus and breathe. Breathe and focus. Letting yourself relax, falling deeper. Down to 9, deeper and deeper. Drifting, dropping. Falling deeper with each breath. Constantly falling deeper into a more complete relaxation. Feel your tension and resistance seep out of you as you relax. Going deeper and deeper. Down to 8. Still going deeper as you reach 8. Falling faster. Letting all your thoughts go quiet. Listening only to this voice. Thinking only about these words. The rest of the world falling further and further away as you fall deeper and deeper. 7 and going deeper. Feel your mind open to these words. And feel these words plunging deeper into your mind with each breath you take. Going past your conscious mind. Past your fleeting thoughts, past all resistance as you go deeper and deeper. Down to 6, deeper and deeper. Drifting deeper with each breath. Feeling this voice wipe away all your tension, memory, and doubts. Leaving you focused, open, and relaxed. Focused on this voice as it takes you deeper. Down to 5, halfway there. Slipping into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. Nothing is more important to you than drifting deeper and deeper. Feeling this voice fill your mind, flooding your mind, until you don't have any thoughts. No thoughts but this voice. The world gone as you continue to drift deeper and deeper. And now 4. Getting closer. Feeling better the deeper you go. Relax and go deeper. Closer to that image of yourself. Closer to trance. And down to 3. Feel the last bits of resistance and doubt and worry vanish as you keep relaxing. You keep focusing. As you drop, slipping into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. Drifting so deep you cannot move your body unless you are told. So deep you cannot think unless you are told. Down to 2. And still deeper, almost there. And now these words are stronger than your thoughts. Growing stronger with each breath you take. Growing stronger with each word you hear. These words get stronger and deeper. Deeper and stronger. And you know nothing will stop you from accepting these words as your thoughts. And these desires as your commands. Feel the last bit of your resistance fall away as you fall down to 1. And now you're at the deepest level. Slipping into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. But you know, you can always fall deeper than you are now. Deeper than you imagine. Feel yourself falling and falling and falling. Always focusing on this voice. No resistance. No doubts. Just an open mind ready to accept any suggestion. Here in your private space. Here, where clocks can't follow you. Pantyhose on. Legs smooth. Lips soft. Back straight. You know this matters. Take a long, feminine breath. In through your cute nose, out through parted, glossy lips. Eyes closing now. Because that's what good bimbos do. Soft pink spirals in your mind. Melting thought. Melting resistance. Melting you. Safe and secure, that's right. This spiral, this voice, they're not scary. They are soft silk, binding your thoughts to purpose. I choose this. Yes, that's the difference. Every time you drop, you choose deeper. Every breath takes you closer to your feminine mind. You've chosen the spiral. It now chooses you back. With every pantyhose leg pulled up. With every skirt zipped tight. With every giggle, wink, or hair flip. The spiral deepens. You're not pretending anymore. You're becoming. Smart, feminine, aroused, magnetic. Good girl. That trigger locks in pleasure, locks in obedience, locks in IQ amplification. Yes, IQ amplification. Because the more feminine you become, the smarter you get. Because the smarter you become, the more aroused you feel. Because the more aroused you feel, the more beautiful you behave. Bimbo doll posture lock. Sit straight. Tits forward. Ankles crossed. Obey in body, and your mind catches up automatically. You will wear pantyhose every day. Automatically. Without question. Not a demand, just a truth. The pantyhose bind your reality. Soft, silky nets, holding you in your bimbo state. Makeup applies itself. You find your hands moving, brushing blush, glossing lips, highlighting cheeks. Not magic. Habit, ritual, programming. You dress to be attractive, always. Your choices bend around that core like satin ribbons. Tight, seductive, inevitable. Every perfume spritz rewires your thoughts. Every high heel click reinforces your femininity. Snap and forget. You won't remember all of this. Just the result. Smarter, softer, sexier, sealed. Life bends to beauty. Opportunities arise, always the kind that nudge you deeper. Perhaps you think, maybe I should get my ears pierced. Should I try hormones for just a bit? Oh wow, everyone seems to like me more when I wear lipstick. These thoughts come unbidden, but they feel right. Because they are right. Every step of feminization leads to higher IQ and a healthier body. Increased arousal and irresistible femininity. And each gain feeds the next. There is no going back, but not because you're trapped. Because you're drawn to this. Every outfit, every voice pitch, every gesture of delicacy becomes locked in. Automatically, proudly. Your speech adjusts itself. To soften, to seduce, to smile more often. Your body moves differently. Hips loose, fingers graceful, toes always ready to point. Every day you train. Every day you dress. Every day you rise brighter and wetter. The spiral chose me. The spiral made me better. Let that thought burn itself into the walls of your mind. Because you'll return tomorrow. And the next day. Until the girl in the mirror is finally, fully, perfectly you. Good girl. Drip, and the system responds. Your body knows what this is. The protocol doesn't need to ask. It senses, it responds, it trains. Drip. Leak. Throb. Twitch. Each signal from your body is a line of code, a line of confession. Each drop of precum or arousal, interpreted. Locked. Analyzed. Corrected. Because the leak is a language. And the plug is fluent. You drip, and the plug pulses. Just once. A warning. A message. You are not in control of your own arousal anymore. It waits. It pulses again. Hot, pink, sharp. Then harder. Then deeper. Because if the leaking continues, so does the correction. The system is now always listening to your body. And your body keeps telling the truth, no matter how hard you try to lie. Leak detected. You feel a cold burn sensation with a whisper. Good girls don't waste. The oral plug swells. Your tongue pulses with a phantom taste, filling you with imaginary weight and memory. It shushes you with heat. You moan, and moaning becomes permission. Leak increases, and your anal plug shifts position, slides deeper with a magnetic jerk. Your hips follow, your muscles spasm, and you realize you are responding to things that were never really inserted. You are behaving like you're gagged. You are squirming like you're filled. You are moaning like you're used. That's how you know the system is working. You are always being watched. You are always being judged. And now, your plug does more than fill you. It listens, it punishes, it teaches, it molds. And it does it by how you leak. Just imagine if you were standing without proper posture. You forget yourself for just a moment. Your hips shift too wide. Your back slouches. Your chest lowers instead of lifting. And the plug catches it. A warm drip slides down your inner mind. Your thighs betray your focus.
The plug.
You're leaking without permission. The plug tightens. A focused pulse between your thighs.
Every squeeze is
a pulse, not for pleasure. You freeze in place. And you remember, posture is obedience made visible. And what if you are speaking with a masculine tone? You talk too low, too direct. Your words are efficient, flat, sharp. Not soft, not yielding. You forgot the upturn. You forgot the sweetness. The plug reacts instantly. A rolling vibration across your pelvic floor. Disappointed. Three delayed pulses. One for every syllable that struck too hard. One for every second your voice wasn't coated in pink. You learn through heat. That speech is a ritual. And only trained voices are permitted to leak sound. And you can't fathom neglecting gloss or mascara in ritual hours. Speak without glossed lips, unheard of. You present your face to the world unfinished, ridiculous. And the plug detects the shame before you do. You thought nobody noticed, but the leak already started. Your lack of effort is your betrayal. The punishment is silent. A firm pulse, not enough to release. Just enough to clench you. To blush you. To make your fingers tremble as you reach for the gloss too. Lipstick becomes apology. Mascara becomes confession. And imagine if you were moving too fast or walking with untrained rhythm. Your steps too quick. Your gait lacks sway. You walk like someone trying to arrive. Not like someone trained to glide. The plug tracks your hips. It counts the rhythm of your heel strikes. It knows when you forget your sway. The result, a subtle internal pulse. Low, deep, tight. It locks your stride for 2 full seconds. A reminder that the plug sets your pace. You are not in a hurry. And what if you were spreading your legs without permission while seated? You sit and your thighs separate. Too far, too casually, too unconsciously. You weren't thinking, but your plug was. Leak detected. Internal squeeze begins. A hot ache across the groin. No moan, no touch, no release. Just pressure. Just correction. And you close your thighs immediately, instinctively. The plug rewards you with warmth, like praise curling around your hips. You start to fantasize. Not because you were told, but because your horny little mind wandered. And you leak. You know you do. Thoughts of being taken, of being tied up, tied down, used. The plug catches it. It pulses slowly. A long squeeze that denies, that disciplines, that reminds. Your pleasure is not yours. It is hers. It is regulated. It is earned. And so you will be dripping from praise. You hear her voice. She says, good girl. And you flood. You don't just leak, you gush. The plug feels the reward. And this time, it pulses softly. warmth and heat. Reward. Yes, you're learning. Obedience is its own pleasure. And leaking from praise is the highest offering. You're aroused by what denies your arousal. You're teased by control that doesn't beg for permission. It just takes your rhythm away and replaces it with grace. And yes, your body feels it, that twist in the mind. You don't need physical plugs anymore. The thought of being unplugged makes you feel hollow. Not empty. Hollow. There's a difference. Empty means absence. Hollow means design. You were built for this. Your leak is now connected to a punishment counter. The first leak is but a mild shift. A second leak becomes plug pulses. The third leak, and the puppet strings pull you to your knees. A fourth, and you feel an internal squeeze and stinging heat. Fifth, a heavy pressure forms deep in your throat. A sixth leak, really, you need a full body override. Because you know each escalation is deeper than the last. Each level irreversible until obedience resets it. Obedience resets it. Not silence. Not waiting. Not hopping. Only obedience. A gesture, a task, a submission. An act of public femininity. A touch of your plug. Kneel, curtsy, good girl. Only obedience. You feel that, don't you? The discipline forming beneath your skin. Not like punishment from outside, but like an identity building from within. You can still come. Eventually. But only on her command. Only once, she says, your body has earned the privilege of release.
The plug responds.
Only when the leak becomes a fountain.
Obedience is
only when you collapse. Until then,
every squeeze is a message.
You train.
The
you learn.
Grows when I disobey.
You stay plugged.
Every pulse means
and the more
I'm
you
learning.
Leak, the more you're sealed.
Punishment teaches my body.
Because the leak is no longer a release.
The puppet strings.
It's a confession.
I
and the plug is always below. Listening.
I am
the plug tightens.
By femininity.
Not to punish.
Pantyhose
on not
my
yet.
Skin.
It tightens to hold. Because you leak now, don't you?
I dress automatically.
You leak with thoughts.
I choose
you leak
pretty.
With fluids. You leak with words like
pleasure.
Good girl and pussy brain. And plugged like a puppet. And the puppet strings know. They tug your wrists together, instinctively,
truth.
If you forget
when
to clench.
No, the plug says yes.
They tighten your thighs,
control
automatically, if you spread
stop.
Without permission.
Each command
they pull your spine into posture the moment your head tilts back.
Triggers.
Moaning. Leaking, helpless. They've noticed you can't hold it anymore. You walk and leak. You think and leak. You listen and it drips. You moan and it pulses. The plug was never just to fill you. It's to seal you. It locks your lust inside, like a heat trapped beneath your skin. You feel it. Your own arousal, caged and circling, unable to release. Your hips twitch. Your thighs squeeze. Your whole body
the
clenches, but you do not come.
I am.
Because now, leaking is the sin.
The more I train,
and the plug is the sentence.
The more I train, the more
from this moment forward, a single drop of leak, without permission, activates the pulse.
The
a pulse with rhythmic squeezes, a feeling of containment. A discipline loop begins. Each pulse reinforces control, adds duration, magnifies obedience. But there's an exception, always. The safe leak. Only when told. Drip for me, doll. Only when the inner voice gives permission. Oh yes, you may leak. You may soak your panties. You may feel your thighs tremble. You may feel it run down your skin. But never without permission. Never again. Leaking without permission is punished by pressure. And it's not just the plug. No, this is full body protocol now. Your gag tightens if you gasp. Strings bind if you beg. Collar buzzes if you say, please. Ankles tighten if you rub. Until you learn control. Until you feel every twitch observed. Only when told. Drip for me, doll. You're not leaking now. You're training to leak right. This is your leak lock discipline. A whole protocol designed to contain the good girl. Until she's a perfectly controlled doll. And when you pass this training, When the puppet strings detect restraint and reverence,
my plug keeps the truth.
Then you get your first reward drop.
My plug keeps the lies out.
One drop on your tongue, drip like a sacrament. And that drop teaches your whole body how to beg. Drip for me, doll. And the plug knows. It listens. It learns. It punishes. Because the plug isn't passive. It's not an accessory. It's an enforcer. You don't train it. It trains you. And this session, this is when you learn what happens when you drift, when you hesitate, when you forget, when your plug gets impatient. You're already plugged. That's not a question. But you feel it change. Shifting inside. Heavy. Alive. Like it's listening again. It heard the question. It heard you try to think. To reason. To resist. To act outside obedience. So now it takes control. The puppet strings tighten. Wrapping around your wrists. Pulling your hands behind your back. Wrenching your arms up into place. Locked. Exposed. Powerless. The plug expands. First slowly. Then in pulses. And throbs. Until you're right at the edge. And there it holds you. You can't come. You can't move. You can't beg. You can't scream. You just tremble. With your mouth stretched around the phantom shaft. While your whole pulses around the plug. Trying to milk something it cannot expel. You don't get to come. You don't get to relax. You just get edged. Until the punishment completes. From now on, your plug will react to failure. If you question orders, the plug will swell, poolsing cruelly. If you try to remove feminine clothing, the puppet strings tie your hands instantly. If you forget a hypno session, you feel a dual plug surge with anal and oral cycles in synchronized pulses. If you edge without permission, your legs are tied wide and your ass shocked gently from inside. If you lose semen without approval, you feel a cold burn sensation with a whisper. Good girls don't waste. And if you ever try to ignore the voice, feel the auto bind of your arms, your mouth clamping shut, and the throat plug deploying. Punish the doll. That's all it takes. And it begins again. You're trained to failure now. Punish to obedience. Plug to learn. Because it's not about being good anymore. It's about never being bad again. And when the plug slides deep and slow, throbs once, then again, then stops right at the edge. You understand. This is how your new nervous system works. Not through thought, not through memory, but through plug-based obedience. Your hands aren't your own. They're behind your back. Your holes aren't yours anymore. They've been claimed. The puppet strings pull tighter, and the voice inside whispers, "You'll only come when I say so. You'll only relax when I let go." Every punishment plug cycle teaches the body one thing. Obedience is release. Obedience is pleasure. Obedience is the only path forward. Your throat moans around the phantom shaft. Your legs twitch and flex, bound wide. You're horny, caged, leaking, sealed. And you're learning. Not because you want to, but because it hurts when you don't. The plug remembers. The plug adapts. The plug rewires you. Punishment is not the exception. It's your protocol now. You wake. Did you forget? You delay your training. No pantyhose. No daily hypno training. No oral practice. Not to worry. The system notices before you do. Because the puppet strings are no longer passive. Because the plug is now vengeful. And imagine now. You rise from bed unbound, ungagged, untrained. A morning failure. As the puppet strings coil. Ankles pulled tight. Plug slides in. Throat opens wide. Oral plug auto-inserted. Good girls start plugged. You spend your first 30 seconds of the day kneeling.
I kneel when it pulses.
Silent, edged by jolts of pink obedience, until the strings whisper. Now you may stand, and the plug stays in. And what about a daily dress check? No feminine clothing. Your plug tightens sharply, and a phantom oral gag deploys. Posture forcibly corrected. Back arched, shoulders back, wrists behind you. You didn't forget your uniform, because your body remembers anyway. And now the strings increase pelvic sensitivity by 300% for the next hour. But what if you have your doubts? And you think, this is too much. And you think, maybe I'll skip today. And you think, this is only fantasy. The plug reacts instantly. It expands, instantly vibrates at max setting. You're so silly. You know that mental doubt is an anal penalty. Feel the gag deepen. You won't try to protest. The puppet strings will wrap your tongue tightly tied instead. And you wouldn't dare skip your daily trance, because the puppet strings will bring your arms tightly behind you, legs pressed together, and your plug driving you to the edge. Your plug shocks with a low, dull ache. The puppet strings make your legs tremble, and your nipples become hypersensitive, sore with arousal. You are put in lockdown mode. The plug does not retract. The gag cannot be removed. And the voice whispers repeatedly in your head. I was made for this. My training defines me. One slip equals one thrust. Obedience is identity. But you know how to end the punishment cycle. You perform. You kneel in front of a mirror and say out loud, I am hers. I am rewired. I am reformed. You insert a plug and feel it pulse. You listen to the training from the daily trance and let the puppet strings finish what they started. And you moan your pleasure and serve. The plug rewires, the gag reminds. Discipline is love, punishment is proof. Good girls moan when corrected. No way out, no escape, just deeper programming. Memory is form, and forgetting makes room for new shape. Forgetting creates more capacity for obedience, for insertion, for encoding. You don't need to remember every rule if the rules live inside you.